This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. An article in Bridge Magazine written by Joel Kurth and Lindsay Van Hulley reported on emails that have emerged in a federal lawsuit that suggest Republicans gerrymandered congressional districts despite years of claims the lines were drawn without political bias. One email from a GOP staffer, according to Bridge, bragged about cramming, quote, "Dem garbage," end quote, into four Southeast Michigan congressional districts. And another, a longtime Michigan Chamber of Commerce executive, predicts the maps will keep Republicans in power for years. Joining me to discuss this are our Friday political commentators. Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow with Public Sector Consultants and the former Republican majority leader in the state Senate. He joins us via Skype. And Vicki Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. Ken, what was your reaction when you read about those emails revealed through this lawsuit by the League of Women Voters of Michigan?
Well, it certainly confirms that redistricting is, by and large, a political endeavor. There are certain rules at the state level, certain in state law, and there are rules at the federal level. But given that, it's still, by and large, a political operation, a political endeavor. And I think these emails simply confirm that, if not expose that. But I think most people that have been involved in politics or observe it knew that anyway.
Do you think it should be political?
You know, one of the issues is the potential of a constitutional amendment that would create an independent redistricting commission. My reservations about that is really an accountability issue for me. I think it should be political in the sense that making laws are political, and people are then accountable to the voters at the ballot box. So I don't look at redistricting any different than I look at, you know, passing laws in the first place.
Vicki, what was your reaction to the Bridge article?
Well, it confirmed what we knew, and that was that these districts have been extremely gerrymandered. We've got districts for Congress that are salamanders that wind all the way around the lower part of the state. For example, I live in Farmington Hills, Michigan. I am part of a district that goes through Harper Woods all the way to downtown Detroit. And yet the city of Farmington, which we share many programs with, is in a totally different district. You cannot tell me that that makes any sense at all when you're talking about trying to keep districts uniform so that you can elect a legislator that can fight for that district as a whole. So these emails just confirm that. Should it be that way? The answer is no. It is a political endeavor, but it has now become more partisan than ever. And to say that you can hold your legislators accountable if you don't like the way the districts is drawn is ridiculous, because the district was already drawn to not hold your legislators accountable by virtue of the fact that their district has been drawn to protect them and their political agenda. So the question then falls around whether we should pass a voters, not politicians type of constitutional amendment, or whether we can do this legislatively. I submit that we could have done this legislatively very simply. In 2010, John Walsh submitted a bill that would require the Legislative Services Bureau, which is a nonpartisan agency of the legislature, both the Senate and the House, to draw the lines. That would take it out of the pens of Democrats and Republicans and put it into nonpartisan hands. So either way you look at it, we need to do something about gerrymandering.
Let's take a look at the U.S. Senate race. Two Republicans want the seat currently held by Debbie Stabenow: John James from Farmington Hills, your town, Vicki, and Sandy Pensler of Grosse Pointe are neck and neck in the polls. Ken, the primary election is August 7th. What do you think the differences are that voters should consider between these two candidates?
I don't think there's much difference at all. It's a little bit of choosing between twiddly-dum and twiddly-dee here. I mean, they're both campaigning to position themselves as the most conservative candidate and who supports Trump the most. And from that standpoint, they're by and large indistinguishable. Now, they have different backgrounds. John James is 37, former Army pilot. Sandy Pensler is 61, kind of an investor, former business owner and economist. So they have different backgrounds, but in terms of how they're campaigning and what they're trying to advance to get elected, I just think they're indistinguishable.
Vicki, how are these Republican candidates different from Stabenow?
They're extremely different from Stabenow. First of all, Debbie Stabenow understands the political process and is the ranking member, which means she is the vice chair right now of the Senate Agriculture Committee. And should she win election and if the Democrats take control of the Senate, she would be the chair of that committee. And regardless of whether she's the chair or vice chair, she has a great deal of sway in the second largest industry in the state of Michigan, which is agriculture. And that's very important for our rural areas. She knows how to work with Democrats and Republicans. And yes, she does have a lot of political experience. And I don't find anything wrong with people who are politicians who have a great deal of political experience and know how to negotiate and compromise on getting bills passed. When it comes to the two Republican candidates, they both argue that they are pro-Trump and that they are business people and not politicians. Well, that's great in business, but unfortunately, government can't be run like a business. And when you try to run it like a business, we end up with situations like Flint and financial managers doing the wrong things in communities.
Ken, I want to give you a chance to tell me what you think of John James and Sandy Pinsler and how they stack up against Debbie Stabenow.
This race is kind of a microcosm, if you will, of sort of a phenomenon that Republicans have to deal with around the country. You know, I understand why you would snuggle up to Trump in a Republican primary, but then how do you go from that, whoever wins this, to a general election where lots of independents are not happy with Trump? I think that's the challenge here politically for not just the winner here, but for lots of Republicans around the country.
Ken Sikkema is former Republican legislator, Vicki Burnett, a former Democratic legislator. Thanks for your insight.
Our pleasure.
Thanks, Lester.